Today is week two, day three. Yesterday, we learned the hows of how God speaks to us. Remember, H is for heart, O is for others, W is for world, S is for sacred revelation. And again, can you remember those things? You want to get this one down. This is a great way to hear the voice of God in your life. It's simple, it's practical. Again, the hows of how God speaks. What are they? Can you remember? H for heart, O for others, W for the world, S for sacred revelation. Today's memory verse is going to increase our faith that God our Father wants to speak to us. Look at Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You see, you and I are sons and daughters of God. So therefore, we're to be led by the Holy Spirit. It's one of the signs and the proofs, if you will, that we are children of God. We're led by the Holy Spirit. Let's review our principles for hearing. Number one, God is my Father. Number two, my Father has a plan for my life. And number three, my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. Boy, I hope you have that one memorized by now, because I'm just drilling it into your head ad nauseum. This is important, these principles. I'd like to start off this session by just sharing some stories with you about the promptings of the Holy Spirit. That's what we want to take a look at today. The promptings of the Holy Spirit. How the Holy Spirit wants to lead you and guide you, and how we need to follow those promptings in our life. I remember one time I was pumping gas. And every place I go, I make myself available to God. See, we're here to serve other people, to help other people. And where are other people? They're out in the world. So as we're about our business, our daily task, we need to present ourselves to God and say, God, here I am. To be available to God. Available. I'm pumping my gas. And as I'm pumping my gas, a prompting of the Holy Spirit comes to me to go speak to the gas station attendant. So I walk over to the window. You know how they have that great big plate glass window that's got the little speaker thing and you put your money underneath? I walk over to the window, and this is how I start the conversation with this young man. And whenever I'm being used of God, a lot of times this is the phrase that I'll use. So I look at this young man, and he's probably expecting me to slide him some bucks. And I look at him and I said, this is going to be the weirdest thing that ever happened in your life. Now he's probably thinking, oh my gosh, this guy's going to rob me or something like that. And I said to him, you know, I was just pumping my gas and the Lord spoke to me. And I sensed that you and your wife just separated. Is that the case? Well, this young man begins to cry. And it was the case. The night before, he and his wife separated. And he didn't want the separation to occur. The next thing happens is the Lord gives me a word of knowledge that I said, I'm going to pick a name here. I don't know what the name was, but who is Ellie? And he says, well, that's my mother-in-law. And I said, well, the Lord has sent me to you to help in the restoration of your marriage. And you're to humble yourself. You're going to you need to go to your mother-in-law. You need to tell her honestly about what's going on and ask for her help. She's going to help you. Don't be afraid. You want your marriage restored. So let's pray right now. He slips his hand under that little, you know, that little crack there that you put your money in. And I put my hand and we touch our fingers. And I begin to pray for this young man. 2 weeks later, I'm back at the gas station. He is filled with joy. He comes outside. He says, you're never going to believe this, blah, blah, blah. And he tells me the whole story, how he went to his mother-in-law, Ellie, and how they're back together and they're getting marriage counseling. And he looks at me and he says, well, But, you know, I'm Mormon. And I look at him and I said, you know what? God loves you just as much as he loves me. Brothers and sisters, we need to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit. We need to be available to God. There are people hurting in the world. And we're worried about ourselves and what people will think of us. That's not the way of Jesus. The way of Jesus is to be concerned for others, even if it costs others looking at us with a jaundiced eye. I remember one time, too, following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. I was on my way home. It was very late at night. It was probably, oh my gosh, it was probably 1 or 2 in the morning. And I was young in college, was going to a prayer meeting at Christ the King. I was on my way home, and late at night, we lived way, way out in the desert. I'm driving down the road, and over to the right, I can see back in the desert, set back in the desert, the porch light is on in this for this house. And the prompting of the Holy Spirit came to me to drive to that house. Now it's 1 or 2 in the morning. And I obey God. And I drove up to this house. And as I pulled up to the front of the house, on the porch was a man, and he was sitting there. Now, I got to tell you the truth. I'm thinking, this is Arizona, you know, years ago. This guy could shoot me. But I followed the prompting of the Holy Spirit. I got out of my car. I walked up to the gentleman. And it was obvious that he had been crying. And I said to him, do you mind if I sit down? And he's like, no, go ahead. I'm a total stranger. So I sit down next to this total stranger. And I said, you know, I don't know what's going on in your life. And I don't need to know what's going on in your life. All I know is I was driving down the road. And I know that God wanted me to come here to you. I was so caught up in the fact that the gentleman had been crying that I didn't look and see that next to him was a gun. The gentleman went on to explain to me with tears about how he was about to commit suicide. And I was able to talk to this guy and counsel this guy with words of wisdom from the Holy Spirit. And we prayed together. We need to be available to God. Why? Because there's people hurting. And they're all over the place. They're in the church. They're in the world. They're everywhere we go. We need to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And also, we need to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit might send us to someone because we're hurting. And they'll be able to console us and comfort us, to lead us and guide us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. We want to be led by the Spirit of God. Galatians 5:25 says this. Since the Spirit is our life, let us keep in step with the Spirit. That's the Jerusalem Bible. Since the Spirit is our life, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, we can't get ahead of the Holy Spirit, behind the Holy Spirit. We need to walk hand in hand with the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit wants to use us to come alongside of people and help them. Even as the Spirit is alongside of us, he's the Parakletos, the one who comes alongside and helps. When we surrender our lives to the Holy Spirit, what does he want us to do? He wants us to become a Parakletos for others, to come alongside them and to help them. What would it be like to live a life in step with the counselor, the one who has come alongside to help us, the Spirit of God? What would life be like? It'd be like an adventure. You know, years ago, I presented myself in prayer to the Lord, and I said, Lord, who am I to you, and who are you to me? With each person of the Blessed Trinity, who am I to you, and who are you to me? And the Father, you know, a lot of people have the Father as the mean judge and all that kind of stuff. But for me, he's the loving and kind and gentle one. It's the Lord Jesus. He's the one that's the stern one, because it's the work of his Father's kingdom. And the Holy Spirit, he's the one that I'm on an adventure with. The Holy Spirit wants to be on an adventure with you. Living in step with the Spirit, following the commands of the Spirit, is called following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And what does it mean to prompt? It means to move to action. To serve as an inciting cause. That's what a prompt is. To be prompted by the Holy Spirit is to be moved to action by the Spirit of God. To be prompted, to be moved to a cause by the Holy Spirit. He wants to come alongside you to incite you to a cause. Can you imagine a church where people were moved into action, given the next words or incited by the Holy Spirit? That's the Acts of the Apostles. That's the way the church should be. That's the way our life should be. We should be moved into action, given the next word, and incited to a cause by the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine your life if you were moved into action, given the next words, or incited to a cause by the Holy Spirit? See again, Romans 8:14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You know, how do you know when you're receiving a prompting from the Holy Spirit? You'll have feelings that you should reach out to someone. You'll be sensing that you should give someone help or money. I remember standing in a grocery store once, and there was a young woman with a baby in front of me, and she was having her groceries paid for, and the Lord told me to pay for her groceries. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't have a bunch of money at the time. But I'm going to obey God. I'm going to trust God. When God says move, I'm going to move. And so as she's checking out, I looked at the checkout guy and I said, you know what? I just sensed right now that God wants me to pay for this woman's groceries. And I know, ma'am, I don't know where you stand with God, but I'm supposed to do this. So may I please do this? And she looked at me with such gratefulness and tears in her eyes. And the groceries were rang up and it was all essentials. This woman was just buying essentials for her and for her baby. She was a single mom. Do you know, when it came time for the total, she looked at me and she said, I would have been short the money. I wouldn't have been able to buy these things. All essentials. You better believe I want to be available to the Holy Spirit, to have my money available to the Holy Spirit to help someone. But we've got to trust the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Also, when we're in prayer, the Holy Spirit will give us insights into persons and situations. And we need to obey those promptings of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:26 says that we don't know how to pray and the Holy Spirit comes to us in our weakness. So we need to trust God that he's leading us and guiding us. Why? Remember this. Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God, but he who does the will of my Father. We must be about the will of the Father. How are we going to be about the will of the Father? By following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. This is what Pope John Paul II said about the promptings of the Holy Spirit. He said, there will be a new springtime for the church if people will welcome the promptings of the Holy Spirit. It will renew the church. For too long, we've done what we want to do with our lives. For too long, we have built our kingdoms instead of the kingdom of God. We need to obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Do what he wants us to do. Say what he wants us to say. Go where he wants us to go. And give whenever he wants us to give. Here's a great prayer I want to leave you with. What do you want, Lord? What do you want, Lord? As you go about your life, say this, what do you want, Lord? No matter where you are in situations, ask him, what do you want, Lord? And he'll lead you and guide you. Romans 8:14, for all who are led of the Spirit of God are sons of God. Galatians 5:25, since the Spirit is our life, let us keep in step with the Spirit.